Hello and welcome to Gaming of X-Ray News with me, your host, Jack Fuller. This is the weekly podcast where we talk about everything that's happened in terms of gaming news throughout the past week. So without further ado, let's rock on. So the first thing I want to talk about this week is the fact that a US judge ruled in favour of a ban for the sale of Xbox 360 consoles in the US due to an ongoing Microsoft versus Motorola court case. Now, if you're unsure what's going on, basically what's happening is Motorola own this patent that helps them play a specific video codec, and they claim that Microsoft have violated this patent with including it inside the Xbox 360. So their argument is that the Xbox 360 should be banned from sale, and this has actually already happened in Germany. So they've taken it to the US, and the US judge has actually ruled in favour of this happening. Even though the US judge has ruled in favour of this ban, doesn't mean that it's actually going to happen. Microsoft still remain confident that the commission will actually rule in Microsoft's favour, and that Motorola will be held to its promise to make its essential patents available on fair and reasonable terms. What's interesting, though, is if the Xbox 360 did get banned in the US, I could actually see them bringing out their next-gen console much sooner rather than later. Problem is, a few sales figures came out today, and basically the Xbox 360 has been selling like hotcakes ever since it's been released, and it was boosted by Kinect, which sold an extra 19 million units. Now, Microsoft have a lot of big games coming out soon. You've got Halo 4, which is coming out in November, Assassin's Creed 3, then you've got games like Bioshock, Crysis 3, all those games are coming out rather soon. And if they can't sell their Xbox 360 console with those games, then they're really going to suffer. So I could see them bringing out their Xbox, their new Xbox, sooner rather than later, because it's really going to impact their sales. Halo 4 is meant to be their flagship title, and if they can't sell the Xbox 360 with it, they're really going to suffer. They're probably already starting up a limited edition Halo 4 Xbox 360 console. You could probably see it ticking around in the executive minds how they're going to make money off Halo 4 for their console. But if they're not allowed to sell it in the US, it's going to be such a massive issue for them. So basically, this decision will come down to one President Barack Obama and his advisors. So it's really down to him whether they can sell the Xbox 360 in the US. And when the decision does come down to the president, he has 60 days to mull it over and decide what he's going to do. I think it would really hurt the consumer and Microsoft's economy if they can't sell the Xbox 360 in the US. The judge doesn't seem to understand the gaming industry. If you're a gamer, you have the choice of three consoles: the Wii, the PlayStation 3, and the Xbox 360. Let's take the Wii out of that equation, okay? Now, you have the PS3 and you have the Xbox 360. Now, most people own one of them by now, but say you take one of them out, then you've only got one and it becomes a bit of a monopoly. Sony can just absolutely rule over the US market in terms of gaming because they've got no competition. And that means you won't really have very cheap PlayStations as well, because Microsoft console has always been a little bit cheaper than PlayStation 3. And this means that the price of the PlayStation 3 has had to compete with the Xbox 360, bringing down the price of the PlayStation 3. Now, if they don't have anyone to compete with, because Wii's not a competitor, if they have no one to compete with, then they can just push up their prices for the PlayStation 3, making it more expensive, because there's nothing else on offer in the US. So it would really, really hurt the consumer. Now, I can't see President Barack Obama actually ruling in favour of this case. I do think Microsoft should be held responsible for whatever patent that they violated, but I don't think an outright ban of the Xbox 360 sales in the US is the right way to go about it, because it hurts the consumer more than Microsoft, or it hurts them both really, but it hurts the consumer a lot more than it should do. I've never seen a court case like this, but I have faith the Xbox 360 will not be banned in America, and if it was, it would certainly cause more harm than good. So moving on, let us talk about 38 Studios. So you may know that name, 38 Studios, if you played Kingdoms of Amalur: Reckoning, which was an excellent game. It was fourth best-selling game in the month that it came out, and it shifted 1.5 million copies, which is a respectable amount. I mean, it doesn't sound like much, but for a game, that's quite a lot. And I played the demo, and I know Chris from the Zombie Box Project played the game, and he loved it, and it always looked like a bit of a more serious Fable, and I am going to get it at some point. But what's happened is that 38 Studios set up in Rhode Island, and they took on a loan from Rhode Island, which was $75 million, which allowed them to develop the game. And they were actually developing an MMO of Kingdoms of Amalur at the same time, and that's still in development. But what's happened is all their staff have been laid off because the studio cannot afford to pay them, and it's basically gone into liquidation. Now, there was talk of a mysterious publisher taking on 38 Studios and doing a deal with them so they could develop Kingdoms of Amalur: Reckoning 2, but that seems to have gone through. Now, what was great to see out of all this dark news was the fact that the gaming industry kind of surrounded 38, the ex-employees of 38 Studios, and offered them so much support. Now, within minutes of the announcement, Epic Games had posted all the positions that were available within their company. I mean, that's just great. They're really helping each other out. Now, obviously, 38 Studios and Epic Games will be competitors because they both want the consumer to buy their games. But they both recognise that their staff are extremely talented in what they do. And Epic Games realised that having 38 Studios staff would be a great asset to them. That's the great thing about the gaming industry. No one's talents go unnoticed. Because it's such a creative industry, it's really, really hard to write someone off because everyone brings something good to the table. Now, 38 Studios' problem was that the fact that Kingdoms of Amalur was so damn expensive to create and they needed to sell 3 million copies to break even. However, as I just said, they only sold 1.5 million copies. It just shows how expensive game making is. Really, really expensive. And that a lot of companies have trouble making their games because of the expense. I'd love to see a Kingdoms of Amalur 2, and I think so would a lot of people, but I don't think 38 Studios are going to recover from such a hefty loan. They owe Rhode Island $75 million. Now, that's a lot of money in anyone's situation, and I don't think they're going to be able to pay it off unless some miracle publisher or investor comes along and says, I really believe in what you guys do, here's 75 million, pay off your debt, and then keeps investing money into the franchise. But even then, I don't see them making a profit on any games that they bring out in the future because of this debt. So I think it's probably best for them to go into liquidation and all their talented developers go to different places and hone their skills and use their skills to make even better games somewhere else, somewhere like Epic or Activision. It's kind of a short podcast today, guys, because I've got to go out. Thank you for listening, guys. Remember, this is a weekly podcast and comes out every Wednesday, and I just talk about the gaming news that mattered to me. Next week, hopefully, we'll bring on some special guests. But until then, happy gaming, guys.